ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम, ओम प्रेम, ओम आनंद, ओम आनंद। आज सवेरे बाबा ने हमको मंत्र पक्का कराया। ओ या इट्स इन इंग्लिश। सामने हिंदी वालों को देख के हिंदी बोलना शुरू कर दिया। इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी आर हिंदी वाला, एंड सो ऑटोमेटिकली द लैंग्वेज केम आउट इन हिंदी। ओके, दिस मॉर्निंग बाबा मेड इट वेरी क्लियर एंड ऑल्सो गेव डायरेक्शन होमवर्क to give the not only message but make people aware what is the real peace and how it will be established and who can do that. Of course people get peace prize and even peace prize, but peace is not established. Peace is going into pieces. All three powers, whether it is the power of religion, or it is the power of politics, or even power of science, it is, no one is successful to bring peace on this in this planet here. Of course, science tried to give comfort, not peace, but matter in order to control the elements. But in fact, the real peace is not through the comforts by elements, but real peace is going beyond these elements, which is called the land of peace. So in order to know the depth of God's qualities, and in order to deep experience relationship with God, we need to know complete introduction of Baba, what he does, what he does not, when he does this, how he does it, and what is the time when he comes and establishes the world, not only peace, but purity, peace and prosperity, health, wealth and happiness. And in order to receive, most important thing is, anything when we give to each other, most important thing is relationship. If relationship is good, giving and receiving is natural. If relationship is not, then you become a beggar. Can also have a relationship as a beggar, but will not get the property of a king, of the king, for example. At the door of a king, a beggar can come and he satisfies him by giving him some nice blankets or fruit or whatever for whole year his family needs, but would not allow to come inside. A servant can come inside and enjoy the comfort, but cannot get the key to the treasure store of his bank. But the child, even if he is not capable, is not worthy, parents are concerned to make their children worthy. And so God's first praise is Param Pita Paramatma, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. And Soul, Parampita Paramatma, Supreme Father, relationship is first. Then relationship is of the whom the soul has the relationship with the Supreme Soul. And this is why Baba explains many times that yesterday Sakar Murli, that the relationship between the physical father, Laukik father, temporary achievement, a Laukik father, you get new life and you do receive how to become pure and peaceful, but actual property, power of purification to be worthy to receive peace, health, wealth, happiness, property comes from incorporeal Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Parlokic Father. And that's why he is called the benevolent being. And then when I realize the relationship with the Supreme, as mother, my father, my friend, my teacher, my beloved, my guide, my support, then you get many different kind of experiences with the Supreme. To go into the depth means to understand Baba fully with his full introduction. Name, second thing is form, what is like, just a dot of light, and yet almighty. Then his qualities, his powers, knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, blissful, powerful, Satchidanand, bestower of blessings, liberator, means the power that the soul receives, knowledge, peace, love, purity, happiness, power. These are God's qualities, God's spiritual powers that the soul receives only by having yoga with him. Just like you have the energy when you have connection with the generator, then whatever you want to operate, that electricity will act through your devices automatically, and you get heat, or you get air, or you get light, whatever you need. So the different qualities as you receive, that is means experience of God's qualities only through the relationship, by knowing him, what he has, what he gives, and what he does not give. His function, his kartavya, his name, form, and where does he live, his abode. And so most of the Murlis, Baba explains this misunderstanding that God is omnipresent. And he says, but this is the biggest mistake. If all of you were present, why are you begging? So it's home, and that's my home as well. That is my permanent address, because my parents' home is the permanent address of the souls. So name, form, qualities, and also task, what he does, what he does not. And when he prays, his main tasks are three. The establishment of the new world, the destruction of the old world, and sustenance of the new world. Now, A question was asked in order to understand more deeply. It is very clear that we live in the soul world, and our home could be soul world definitely, because we can understand soul is bodiless, and up to five elements, there is the energy level gradually becoming subtle. Earth is very, very gross. You hold it, piece of wood, you can grip it, you can see it. Water, you cannot grip it. You have to have like this. So its energy level is floating. Fire, you cannot hold like this. You cannot put your hand in it. It's more subtle. Air, you cannot catch. It is touching you, but you are not touching it. Up sky, have to look high, unlimited. So this even five elements, body which is made of five elements, are becoming subtle, subtle and subtle. And so God is bodiless, so His place must be subtle. His home cannot be physical world. And He, as being the supreme, special quality of incorporeal, ever incorporeal, and not coming into the bondage of time, is Akal Murat. Means He is, is not bound with the time, but He does come at a time when He has to transform the world. His tasks are to purify the world, to destroy the peacelessness, ignorance. That's why He is called the bestower of knowledge, the son of knowledge. But He also gives the depth of His own task, that how He works, very incognito, and yet very obvious, very clear. So the subtle region He creates in order to understand His task. He creates the subtle region. Subtle region does not experience throughout the whole cycle, because this golden age is established. There's no need for the knowledge or transformation or purification. Work is done. There's no need of asking for inheritance either. No need for tapasya to purify the world. So these three tasks are also at the conference age, the time when God comes, incarnates. Only that time subtle region is created. Before that, subtle region doesn't exist. So what is subtle region? It is just like blueprint. If like an architect who makes a building, he gives blueprint of the picture and then makes the building would be like this, how he is planning. So this new world, how God is creating the new world with in the souls first. He is creating the newness and powers in the soul with which this physical world is also transformed. So in order to become this physical world divine, He projects this, His plan in the subtle region. It is just like on a screen. On a screen you see a picture. So through Brahma, matlab through human world, through a human body, incorporeal has to incarnate in corporeal. So he does not take birth, but he transforms human beings by coming in a human body. So the subtle is the perfect form of purity, perfect form of peace, perfect form of happiness and harmony. So this is what God's vision, he says this is a vision. He gives us vision, and this vision is that we need to teach through this. Vision is not only a vision, but vision means we become the embodiment of that qualities. So this is why you become, it is called Chitra and makes Charitra. So Baba put this picture to transform our character. So subtle region is a very subtle way of transformation and purification and creation of the new world. So through then Brahma, he creates, he gives the knowledge. He gives us a new consciousness from body conscious to soul consciousness. And body conscious means vices are increasing. We are becoming more and more earthly, vicious. And through soul conscious, we are uplifting ourselves. So gross things are changing in our desires, which were for of material, changing into something which is not material. For example, purity is not a material thing. Peace is not material. Love is not material. Attachment is material, connected with matter. But love is God's power. God is love. God is light. God is wisdom. God is truth. So all these are not gross. These are subtle. Knowledge is wisdom. So God gives wisdom through Brahma to become perfect. But with knowledge you do not become perfect. With purity and cleanliness and purity you become perfect. And this is why he teaches yoga. And yoga means that you don't have this consciousness of the body. You renounce the consciousness of the body and you transform the negative tendency into positive. Like today's in the Murli, in order to establish peace, you need to transform the soul. Pure, peaceful mind, clean mind, clear intellect, and your behavior has to be very sweet and gentle. Virtues has to be filled in you. So all these virtues are subtle. And so, in order to imbibe virtues, he need to teach us the perfect picture of Vishnu. Because virtues have to come into action. And in order to get perfection, perfect action to transform sanskaras. So this picture of Vishnu is in front of us. And these four arms means four subjects we have to study, put into action. This subtle again is Vishnuji. There is no person with four arms. But it is while living in your family path, you live perfect with purity and harmony by knowing who you are, where you have come from, what is your task, what you become by realizing your divinity before, and gradually you lose it and you have to get it again. So knowledge of the cycle. Then yoga of Shankar, tapasya. In order to transform the wrong action, impure action, negative tendencies, in order to destroy the weak karma, then the karma, you have to have yoga power. Bodiless stage, you are not wearing costume. And transform your snakes, your poison, completely, those come enemy into friends. Change negative into positive. So these pictures are actually example of transformation and purification. So which is then called avyakta swarup, subtle or avyakta region, suksham lok, avyakta lok. Means it is not physical form. It is in order to bring physical form. Brahma means knowledge and purity. Shankar means tapasya, renunciation and yoga. And Vishnu means harmony. And elevated actions. So creating purity, peace, prosperity, royalty and divinity in life. Not in the soul world, but here in this corporeal world. So these four subjects are there. So Vishnu is also a symbol of our aim and object of perfection. So subtle region means all subtle. The name, form, place, task, then relationship. Most important. And at this time, not only father, but teacher and Satguru. Then is the achievement. What we get and what we do not get. Paramatma does not give physical birth or physical death, but gives new birth. In that purity is our birthright. So purity, peace and prosperity we get at the conference age. When we get the time and what we get. So he comes at the conference age, end of the cycle, and finishes the negative impurity, ignorance, suffering, and gives purity, peace and prosperity, harmony and happiness. So these four subjects then put into action. So Brahma Baba made knowledge into science, into put into practice, exercised it, explored it, and then reached the level of avyakta. But not an ordinary form, but divine form. So naam, roop, gun, kartavya, desh, kaal, prapti and sambandh. Name, form, virtues, naam, guna, task, and time, prapti, and relationship. So this is, and not only relationship of the father, teacher and guru, but becomes friend, becomes our teacher, our guide, liberates us from the suffering, becomes liberator. So if we go into really depth and details, then the real achievement and the experience becomes in action practically. So that's why 4 subjects, knowledge. Yoga is mace, then lotus life, living in the family and yet harmony, lotus flower, and then in behavior, your character, your relationship with other has to be harmonious and give the service to others, ignite the light of others as well. Then you become perfect, the subtle deities. And when you become then golden age, the subtle deities will not exist. So he is waiting that all of us become avyakta. Means by living here, avyakta vaktan has to be created here. Not that it will, avyakta will. We have to create it here and then the world will be transformed. Vishnu comes afterwards, but establishment is here. That's why the Nar Narayan and Nari Lakshmi, this birth is first birth. And 21 birth prapti, achievement, this birth is first. And this is the last as well. So last means to clear the account and first means to receive inheritance. So subtle region is to claim the inheritance and experience all relationships with Baba.
So, thank you, Didi, for the clarification of the question which we have already given. I just wanted to let you know what the question is. Could you please explain more details about the subtle region?
You speak through this and one of the things to me. This is for me and that's for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at present Bab Dada is serving us from the subtle region, but there is not much spoken about. So could you please explain the subtle region more depth? How can we take maximum benefit from this region and how we can connect to a soul world in a powerful way? This was Didi's answer, just now all of you heard. And the other question?
Naiman. Yeah.
Okay. Didi, today is your birthday. And it's amazing to see how the way you have relationship with your body. Even at this age, you are able to do so much service in such a powerful way. So could you please share how you connect with your body in such a powerful and balanced way to us?
I use the technique that Baba has taught. He says that this is a puppet and you are a puppeteer. So I enjoy to play with the puppet. And also, definitely, with this consciousness that you are a soul but not the body. And if the physical sickness is there or any illness is there, it's the matter account with the matter, but not with me. But I have to look after it because this is my personal property. It is my personal property. My eyes cannot be used by somebody else's eyes. So I have a responsibility to put my eyes that soul consciousness, and so my energy is used with pure consciousness. I have to use my mind with that pure feeling that my energy is not wasted. And so I have performed action with that consciousness that I, in the drama, my role is to give happiness to others because I'm trustee. Even the body is also trusty. So I look after it because it has to do God's service. And so with this consciousness, it's not my body. It is trusty body that has to be. I'm not grasthi. Of course, I also have to live like lotus because 90%, 80% water in this body. And then I have to make my eyes, lotus lips, lotus ears, lotus mouth. So I keep the energy level. Waste, I don't think. Something which is waste, it is waste. I don't waste my time. So my energy is saved in this way. And happiness that I have, it is again God's gift. I need it to give to others. And so with this consciousness, this body is cooperating. And age conscious, I am not age conscious, because this is the body age. The soul does not have age. So I don't think it has a foot. Of course, it is my sweet sisters and brothers celebrate and made nice room and gave me surprise. But in fact, it is not my birthday. I am eternal, immortal. This is the birth of the body. So body's birthday, right? And not even Sudesh's birthday. The name was given after 6 days or whenever Janam Patri came made. So I am looking after this house as a trustee. But at the same time I'm grusty because I have to live detached from this. And mainly thing is I stay in self-respect. I really believe in what respect God has given and what qualities Baba believes. So what God believes and makes me sure that this you are. And if some people are having different kind of title giving or doubt, delay, criticism, I check. Definitely I need to learn. I'm studying in a school. I am godly student. So I'm studying. So if somebody said something, I do not feel bad. I appreciate that people are able to give me openly what I have to learn. I am studying in a university where I have to learn, and until I am in this body, I have to learn. So this is why how the relationship with the body is very strong, because this is my life companion, my life partner. Others are not life partner. Even those who are married, they are not life partner. Only 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. But this is so faithful. My life partner is so faithful. She does not leave me, but I leave it. I leave the body, soul leave the body. Body doesn't leave the soul. And it, because it's matter, it becomes possessive. And I have to make effort all the time to become detached. So this is why my whole efforts are to become bodiless, use less of your senses. Me see something, understood, and see it, and then don't see me, don't keep the impression that is taking your time, like this.
Thank you, Didi. Shall I ask one more? One more question?
Okay.
And which relationship with Baba makes it easier for you to be absorbed in love?
When it is, in fact, God's love is very subtle love. It's not physical love. It is the love for the soul. And even the physical love, body does not experience anything. It is the soul that misunderstands, and physical, emotional love, some things it's love. But that is selfish motive. That is what it is, using the wrong consciousness, and it creates bondage, and that's why it's called vikar. Vikrit means spoiled. energy, and purity is pure love, is increasing the energy. And so it is, love is the most and powerful thing of God. And so every day I read his love letter, hear his love letter, and this love letter gives me very great joy. I hear with great joy. I read with great joy. And what he writes, there is a letter that actually I have it. One letter, what God has spoken, these spoken words written in the form of a gift. So I read it for you for short, in 5-7 minutes. Open this for me. Of course, I received many letters written by Baba's hand that I don't have anymore, because every week used to be Sakar Baba's letter. Every week. And at that time we thought it's very common. We did not keep. And gave whatever were there given in Madhuban for the copy, but where they have gone, we don't have. But I remember Baba writing many, but this is what is, which is selected Baba's versions written here. My beloved Shakti, hello, I am Shiv Shakti. You are also Shakti, because you are power of God. Doesn't matter you are in a female body or male body. You are Atma. Are you surprised to hear from me? Would not be a father right to his child, supreme to his power? I want to tell you how much I love you. Wherever you are, whatever you do, I cannot but love you. Wherever my vision is always upon you, I cannot miss being without you for even a moment. I am your companion. You are the light of my eyes, the star Shakti, seated on my heart throne. You may not know your qualities, but I surely know them, who you are as a soul, because you are also purity, peace, love, knowledge, wisdom, truth. I know you, my surely qualities are the same. You are my precious jewel, the one whom I constantly carry in my heart. You thought I was far away, but I am not. The close relationship is there. You were afraid that I have forgotten you, but I am always with you. I come at right time to help you. You thought I was not to be understood, as God cannot be understood, but I am like you. We are both same, pure beings. Our form is light and our nature is love. So your qualities and my qualities are same. As is the father, so is the child. God is almighty, you are also mighty, Shiv Shakti. So you and I have this so much in common. So we are a family. Continue to recognize my gentleness as well, as a supreme child. Then my bliss will remain by your side and you will remain happy and content. Continue to make my thoughts, as I am your teacher, supreme teacher, and struggle of the world will be threaded into a carpet under your feet. Will not touch you, would not prick you. Continue to put your hand in my hand as a supreme friend, and sorrow will not come to you. You would not feel lonely, alone. Continue to sit with me, my beloved, as supreme beloved. Let us be together. Let us be close of heart. Feel my selfless love, unlimited love, deep love, perfect love, true love. Continue to sit carefree on my lap as a sweet child. Come, surrender your burdens to me and I will remove your sorrow and bestow inheritance of happiness forever. So continue to be under my canopy. You are my sister as well. I am Raksha Bandhan means I had sent a Rakhi to Baba. Baba sent me one handkerchief and in that he sent money. And this became a symbol that he gives me double wealth. It's wealth of wisdom, wealth of happiness, wealth of knowledge, wealth of virtues, and that wealth is also unlimited for his task. Wealthy does not mean like today Baba said, wealthy does not mean important people, but important is to maintain God's wealth. So I am most wealthy in this world, most richest person in this world. So this consciousness, this is there. Continue to strengthen your light from my light as Satguru, and no storm will harm you. Call me my Baba and I will hear your thoughts throughout the universe and rush to be near you whenever you want, wherever you want. It's a long letter with all the relationships. Okay. This is his deep love. It is response to the Murli. Murli is love letter. Murli is food. Murli is the death of first topic. Why people don't enjoy Murli? Because they become very intelligent. And this is same point. It's repeating again and again. Soul I know, God I know is Supreme Soul. I know He gives the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end. Same, every day same. After a few days it is the same. Time trafficking. So the actual topic, 10 minutes, 5 minutes more. Why people cannot go into depth? Because Murli, they think it's repetition. And it's not necessary that I have to have it every day or some. But this is the food for the soul. From physical body, we learn to drink water. Every day, in all these years, I'm drinking the same water. I never think same water again and again. 3 times a time, 4 times a time. Because it is healthy, makes my body healthy. And it is food, same sabji every day, same potatoes, same vegetables. How many times since years I have been eating? I don't think that. Why should I? Because it's food. Same water I am drinking And the same, if it is food for the soul, otherwise soul will become weak or will become sick. Then this is medicine. If you have cough or any problem, you say the doctor has given syrup to take 3 times or a medicine 4 times a tablet. You don't say, oh, same tablet again and again. It's cough, but same 3 times I have to take. Same cough syrup. Same, because the sickness of 5 vices is there. And all souls have become so vicious and weak and negative. So then he did the medicine. So this is why it's very important. I take this medicine every day. Not only 1 time, but 2 times, 3 times. I make sure I read Murli 3 or 4 times. I cannot sleep without hearing it. I must hear somebody, because nowadays it's available, you can hear before. I read before taking shower after Amrit Vela. I read in the class again. Doesn't matter if I don't read, somebody else is reading, but I must come and sit in the class to hear Murli. I read when I travel, I have time. I read Murli to the so that I can understand properly. And whenever time, 4 times is normal. Because it is medicine. And it makes me understand more properly. It is not for others, it is for myself. And it is a love letter. So certainly, it's given you life. And so you go into the depth of when you are able to understand the importance of Murli. And these are the 2 versions of Satguru. If my relationship with father, teacher and guru is full with faith, that intoxication, that energy, that power works automatically. And what is coming, it is going to others as well. So the more you give, the more you receive. So this gives happiness. Yes.
Thank you, Didi. And last, so what you would like to give us today?
I have to switch. Yeah.
Today is your birthday, so we would like to take some gifts and give some gifts. So, which gifts you would like us to take from you in practical, means any dharana, any special points, anything which you will have to practice, which you wish?
Baba has given so many different methods to practice. In between time, conducting drill again and again, in 1 second, trying to practice as soul conscious. Most important thing is when you look at other, not looking at the body. You look at the body means look at the snake, and look at the soul means look at money. So, whatever Baba's teachings are, experimenting it time to time. To make Jnana into Vijnana means yoga. Change yoga knowledge into yoga. Yoga practice, relationship with Baba will give the power to become dharana, and dharana will become health, wealth and happiness, and through this it is natural service. So intoxication believe God says, you are star of my eyes, you are light of my eyes. Do I believe this? If I don't believe it, that would not live in me. But Baba says, you are the light of my eyes, and what light you have, that others will also experience this. So, let others experience this Baba's drishti. So, I am in Baba's light. Any blessings from the Murli, any blessings from that what Baba has given, practicing that will make you experience. What more can be done? He direct is telling, I am repeating, what his directions are.
Thank you, Didi, for the special gift for all of us and those online.
Okay, now we, with silence, we finish, and then it's the session for the rebel foreigner starts. It's not a knowledge session, but it is the gift ceremony. Yeah.